started meeting with teams yet, and have they asked about the recent situation in
Arizona? Yes, I met with two teams yesterday, and we had discussions.
Two teams.
The Eagles and the Chiefs.
What do you tell them?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's just a private conversation that we had.
Hey, Alan. A lot of people know about your character. There's some things that I guess the perceptions out there now.
I'm a good person at heart. Everybody makes mistakes, and you know, I feel really bad about the situation. But you know, I'm learning from it, and you know, I'm moving forward.
Do you expect it to affect your stock, or do you think you're talking to teams that they are going to give you a benefit of
the doubt? Well, I mean, you know, I don't really know what it's going to do, but you know, like I said, I feel bad about it, and you know, I'm really sorry about it. But you know, I just have to move forward and just take whatever I get. No, I haven't met with him yet. I don't really know.
Louisiana State defensive lineman, podium A. Markevious Mingo, podium A.
Field drug test and suspension. How do you prove to teams that you're changing now, you're moving forward and able to represent the roster?
Just by having a good interview and just being a good person, just letting them get to know me, who I really am, and not what they hear about me and stuff.
Can you just discuss your transition as a linebacker? How do you feel that caters to an NFL that's craving linebackers that
get cut? Well, like I said, I moved to linebacker. I've only been playing linebacker for 2 years now. And, you know, it was a great transition from being at Georgia. We were in the 3-4. And playing my freshman year as safety, I was able to basically learn the defense, and with the move in the spring to linebacker, it helped me just stay on top of things, you know, just because the safety works with the linebackers. And, you know, I had a great coach, and Coach Kirk Abadali, he taught me a lot, and just been working at it.
Do you feel fortunate that, you know, at this day in the NFL with all these spread offenses coming in, they need guys that kind of fit your skill set? It seems like the time is right now. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it makes me feel good, you know, because like you said, I feel myself. I'm very comfortable in my skills. You know, I think I'm very versatile. I can cover and come up and run and run hit and stuff like that, and just fill the gap. So.
Table five.
I like where your shirt says, people that mistakes or all distractions that are behind you, and then to be something that you get in the NFL, they're investing millions of dollars in your
life. Just by, like you said, just being a better person, you know, making better decisions in what I do, and you know, being accountable for my actions. Yes. Just like I said, I have to be accountable and, you know, be responsible like a grown man, and just be, like I said, be accountable for my actions. 21.
Did you get strictly an inside linebacker?
Yes.
Play outside of teams, talk about playing outside.
Yes, I mean, like I said, I'm very versatile. You know, I think I could come off the edge or play in the middle. It doesn't really matter. But you know, like I said, I've been playing middle linebacker, and that's all I know right now, really.
Have any teams talked about playing outside so far?
No, I mean, you know, like all I know is right now is middle linebacker.
Will you explain the situation to get the sense you understood?
What now?
When you explained the situation to the team, did you get the sense they understood where you were coming from? It's a mistake that you're learning from?
Yes, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake, and, you know, I was just a bad decision at the time. But, you know, like I said, I talked to the teams, and we had a good discussion about it.
What was the conversation? They accepted that and realized that you're saying you made a mistake and you learned from it?
Yes, I would hope so. I would think so. I mean, it's just a mixture of both, just asking questions, different questions here and there.
Were you concerned that it was happening so close to combine or draft?
Was I what now?
Were you concerned that it happened so close to combine or draft?
I mean, it doesn't really matter when it happened. You know, nobody wants it to happen, but it happened. And, you know, like I said, I hate it happened. You know, I feel bad about it, but, you know, I have to move forward.